You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Breaking Bad After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Breaking Bad After Show.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for Breaking Bad Season 5, Episode 10, titled Buried, aptly titled again, as I might say. I'm your host, John Comerford. I'm joined on the panel by Kristen Snyder.
Hello.
And also filling in is Tamara Berg. Sorry.
Hi.
Thank you, by the way, graciously filling in for Matt and Phil, who isn't here today.
Thanks, Tamara.
And Marissa Serafini in the booth helping us out. Thank you, Marissa.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, lots to talk about. Todd, back with a bang. Marie proffers a slap heard around the world. But I want to start off with where it ended last week with a standoff between Walt and Hank. The first thing I want to talk about is just the cinematography there when he's out of the garage. And it's the gunslinger look. I mean, the upshot with looking over at Walt and then coming back with a reverse angle right by the hand where the gun should be with Hank.
The stark sky, you know, exactly. Which is all you can see. You could practically see sagebrush around them and all that.
Such the good, the bad,
and
the ugly.
Yeah, he even says, I don't like the way you're looking at me.
I know, exactly. and the only thing missing is the gun. Instead of the gun, we have the garage remote.
Thank you
very much. That's it. That's all we needed. And I thought, okay, they are really pushing the show down here. And that was great. I loved it. I love it when they take those little moments to do that. I mean, were you affected by that? Or did you notice it? Did you care?
Well, I loved it. And also, like you were saying, the Western showdown kind of look. But also, there was a huge amount of tension in that. You're just kind of going, oh, good Lord, what is going to happen now?
Yeah.
I feel like Hank was having a lot of trouble handling his own emotions. Uh-huh. He just doesn't know what to do.
So, do you think Walt got him off his game? Just, you know, that little thing where he says, you know, if that's what you really think of me, then you better tread lightly. Do you think that got him off his game?
I absolutely think so.
Uh-huh. You did too. Oh, you do too. Mm-hmm. A little bit, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, because he wasn't expecting. And the fact that he said he didn't know him, I believed him last week when he said, "I don't know who you are."
Yeah.
I absolutely agree.
Well, it's incredibly shocking.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about Hank a little more later, but that's an incredibly shocking thing to discover.
That's true. It's very nice. And I like the little bit with the car and the kid, just because it reminds you where we are in time and space. And, oh, that's right, where we left off. And I thought that was a nice little cue there to just let us in rather than have us figure it all out. Mm-hmm. You show the kid first. I thought it was great. More than that, though, I thought that was great. When Walt finally gets in the car, he's just got done being Heisenberg like crazy.
Badass Heisenberg.
And he goes right back to being flumbling old Walt. You know?
Right, and we haven't seen, you know, Walter Mitty almost. The Walt, we haven't seen him in a while, the fumbling phone, and oh my God, and he's getting flustered and starting to sweat, and I gotta get the phone, why is she not answering?
That's a great point.
But he held it together so well when he was with Walt, you know what I mean? With Hank, excuse me, and then he gets in the car, and then he just goes freaking out.
What I like is they kind of ended in a stalemate, and then they both make the same move.
Yeah.
Both call Skyler.
And we are both off to the races. They got to get to Skyler. Got to get to Skyler. In fact, let's jump into Skyler then, because I thought Anna Gunn had a great episode. I mean, she did not have a lot of dialogue, but she had a lot of stuff up in there. I thought she did a great job. And especially that first scene with Hank. Well, even even when she's in the car wash, and the look on her face when she realizes, when we realize the reveal is who's she on the phone with, and we know it's Hank, and just the look on her face of dread, you know, because she's been thinking about this at some point. This day is going to come,
right?
So
hoping it wouldn't,
exactly, and then when we get to we're in the cafe. And the look on Hank, and I'm looking at Hank, and I can't read him. I'm not exactly sure what he's going to do.
He just has this cold stare at her when she walks in, and you're going, oh, my God, what is going to happen now?
Yeah. She played this perfect.
Yeah, but even the hug.
Right.
Even the hugs, you're getting the hug, and I'm still going.
It wasn't like family.
No, it was a weird kind of hug, and I'm going, I thought he was going to hold her and say, okay, don't move. I'm going to tell him, because he wanted to hold her.
Because I've got a gun in your ribs.
No, not that part, but just that he was going to tell her everything, and he didn't want her to run away or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the scene, and you
well, actually, just to back up a little bit, sure. We never heard either of them speak on the phone, so
right.
we don't know what was said, and so that added to the tension of this meeting in the cafe, where you're going, "Oh my God, what's going to happen?" Mm-hmm.
And then Kristen, you were talking about how well you liked the way she played this scene. What do you want to talk about specifically? What that was, or you just like the overall?
I mean, she just handled it. I feel like how. You know, you should have. Finally, she could have started, like, you know, she cried eventually to her sister.
Sure.
But this was finally the first time somebody outside of Walt has confronted her about the situation. And she could have just been, like, started pouring out facts, you know, and just made a huge mistake right there. But she said nothing, even if he had been recording the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll talk about it later, but I didn't know if he wired Marie. Like, she still had said nothing throughout the entire episode.
And so I was asking myself, do you think she had the wherewithal after being thrust into this world and going through everything she's gone through to know, look, don't say anything. I'm only trying to find out what he knows.
Well, that's
because
it.
Later
I was
on,
just going to say, when in doubt, you know, keep your mouth shut and just gather information.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was watching.
Really,
that's what
cagey.
I was thinking she was doing.
I thought she played it great too. You don't know, because at any moment I thought she was going to say something or blur it out, like, and have it just fall to pieces. You don't know what I've been through. Any of that, which would have been the easy thing to expect and to write and everything. And they went the different route.
Did you guys want her to, like, start confessing, or do you want her to be on Walt's side?
I don't necessarily want her to be on Walt's side, but I thought where she was going to go with the whole thing was just, and she never did. And I thought this was great. She never said in any one of the scenes she was trying to protect her kids or trying, you know, because here's the thing. I need a lawyer because it would have been either. I need a lawyer because I don't know what jeopardy I'm putting my kids in. That would have been the easy thing to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Hank would have understood that.
Right.
And it's an easy out for somebody.
Sure.
But they didn't allow her to do that. And she didn't do that. And I'm going, it was great that she didn't even say that. Even with Marie. I mean, except for the fact at the end with the Marie scene and Marie's trying to steal the kid. But she never once did that.
And he was saying, I'm your biggest advocate. Do you guys think that he's her biggest advocate?
I just
advocate?
Felt it was the really typical cop versus criminal power play, you know, don't call the lawyer a lawyer. That's just going to put up a lot of roadblocks in between us and the truth. And I'm your ally.
You got to get ahead of this.
You got to get ahead of this. And it's every police show I've ever seen, you know, where they bring in the perp. And, start to question them. And, you know, Hank was feeling it start to get away from him because he knows he's got the upper hand as long as he's got just him and his sister-in-law there.
Yeah.
You know, and then he can get through and start to pursue things. And if she starts to throw up the obstacles, well, then he's going to lose his hold on them.
And so there are two questions for me about that. The first one is now because immediately, or at least he presents the idea immediately that he knows that she has nothing to do with this and she's innocent.
She's a victim.
She's a victim and all this. And what did he make you do and all this other stuff? And oh my God.
How did he force you to keep your
all that kind of stuff.
Mind games, and, abuse.
Was there abuse?
Now, while it was happening, I'm going, why is he doing – is he doing that because he wants her to feel comfortable? He wants her to – or does he really think that? Because – and the reason why I asked that is he completely bought Walt's premise. He didn't think Walt could possibly – and I'm thinking he's underestimating – her, just like he underestimated Walt.
Right.
Is that his Achilles heel, even though he's a great detective, so to speak, or a dog with a bone, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, the family ties thing has always been the undercurrent of this series. You know, Walt doing this for my family, Skylar protecting her family, the family being in the show, that's the community of is family. So I think, you know, that's going to be his first line of thinking in the first place anyway.
So do you think he was do you think he was honest in that regard? Do you think he thinks that Marie has not, excuse me, not Marie, obviously Skylar doesn't have anything to do with this and he knows that Walt forced her to? Or do you think he was doing it as a ploy just to get her comfortable to really give him information?
I want to say I believed him.
Yeah.
Okay. That it was being genuine.
Kristen.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that he was being genuine, but what it comes down to is this episode, the only person you really hear talk about family was Walt. Mm-hmm. Hank wasn't concerned with family at all this episode. Really, Marie wasn't either. I mean, several times Walt was saying, but that person's family, or it's family, or I'm doing this for my family, and it still seems like family does mean the most to him, and Hank at this point is bypassing family completely.
Well, Skylar even calls him on it. She says, you sound like somebody, all you want to do is you just want to get Walt at all cost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when she says that, do you remember the look on his face? Is like, okay, she got that. Oh, oops, I let that one slip. I don't think he wanted her to see that.
Right.
But you notice he backed off when she
No, but it. Did you believe Hank, or do you think he was playing a game?
No, I think it's first of all, I think it's part of repetition, part of the experience of, like you said, when you bring a perp in, the interrogation, mm-hmm. you want to get them on your side, so you want them, look, I know you don't have anything to do with this. But I do believe that he doesn't think that she has anything to do with it. And that she was forced to. Because let's face it, what he remembers, and it's pretty compelling, the fact that she walked into the pool like that. Mm-hmm. She gave the kids to them. Yes. I mean, it does look like she's way
lost
in overhead,
it.
Literally
yeah,
in over
exactly.
her head.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in his experience, the clues are there that she didn't have anything or in some way was coerced or had to because of the kids or whatever.
Do you guys think it was a mistake that he told Marie?
That Hank told Marie? No, I don't think so.
No.
I think he did that. And I think that's where I'll disagree a little bit.
It
was a card he played. And I think that's where the family came into it for him is that, look, it didn't work with me. I get that because I'm also a cop, but this is your sister. You got to help. And I think he didn't do it just because he wants her to give information to get Heisenberg. I think he also did it because, look, this is your sister. You need to go help her.
Right.
I think Hank would
right.
did that as in a familial sense, not just a cop sense.
Right.
So.
Going back to the Skylar being underestimated thing.
Yeah.
You know, the end of that scene, she's screaming in a cafe, am I under arrest?
Yeah.
Am I
mm-hmm.
under arrest? Am I under arrest? So she's
right.
pushing back,
yeah.
obviously,
mm-hmm.
and acting out of character for what I think Hank would expect of her. Do you agree with that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, so it was we're starting to see there's a turning point that came
right.
up a little bit later. We're going to talk about it in the next scene with Skylar. And I think, you know, you're the one who said it, that
yeah.
she's been underestimated.
Yeah. And when we get to the Walt scene, well,
yeah.
also he underestimates her as well because
yeah.
he immediately thinks that she's gone to Hank and has talked and cut a deal.
Right.
And they're all underestimating. Even Marie
right.
is underestimating her.
But we're starting to see the... You know, for lack of a better word, the tiger mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't steal one of her cups.
Uh-huh, right.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about the Marie scene, the Marie and
okay.
Skylar scene, because there they are. And then finally, you know, and I thought great of them to do that, to bring her. I thought it was wonderful because, you know, it's great to have the sister thing happening because, mm-hmm. they, you know, let's face it, early on in the series, when Marie's stealing, there's a confrontation. And Sky, I mean, it's kind of a reverse
yes.
on that,
yes.
as you had pointed out.
Yeah.
So then we're... very, very little set by Anna Gunn, but volumes.
But again, the cinematography of
yeah.
this, because when they were in the cafe, it was all very close up. You know, we're watching her purse, her lips,
yeah, uh-huh.
and, you know, that kind of thing. And then very similar in the bedroom
oblique.
Scene with Marie, except, right, and Skylar was out of focus for a
yeah.
lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we're really...
Just not getting a read on
we're
her.
We're getting the sort of suggestion
yeah.
of what's going
exactly.
on with her.
And Marie is bringing so much to the conversation because she's not saying anything.
Yep.
And again, it looked like Skylar's just trying to figure out what Marie knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she just doesn't want to blow it
yeah,
by saying
true.
Something
that's
wrong.
True.
Did
true.
You guys think that perhaps Marie was wired?
It never occurred to me, actually, until you just said it. Did you?
I thought about it at first, so I was still hoping mm-hmm. that she wouldn't say anything, because obviously whatever she says to Marie
sure.
is going to go back to Hank. So.
Sure.
I didn't, only because I just didn't think Marie would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that
yeah.
would have been fascinating if they had gone that route. But we'll never know.
Right.
Do you think if Skylar would have told Marie it's all a lie, do you think that she could have convinced Marie to go against Hank? Because Marie was saying, please tell me that Hank's crazy.
I do, because I think they all want to believe it can't be possible. It can't be true. This person I've known for so many years who has not exhibited any kind of behavior like a Heisenberg, it's so hard to fathom. So I think they want to believe it. So any excuse you can give them that was rational, I think they'd grab. Because thinking the alternative is excruciatingly painful in the mind.
Yes.
to grasp all that.
Yes.
I thought this was a great episode just because, like, we've been waiting for all these scenes
yeah.
and confrontations,
yeah.
and we got so many of them this
yeah.
episode.
And how about Marie just hauling
off and slapping her in the face.
Damn, that was loud. That hurt me. I was slapped silly on that one. That
yeah.
hurt. That was painful.
But totally warranted.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So?
Yeah. You knew when my husband got shot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to slap that bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Even if it's your sisters. I'll let your sisters know. Be warned.
Yeah, do let my sisters know.
All right.
Watch out,
wow.
Sisters.
Wow. All right.
Indy, and Kristen,
then, of course,
here I come.
At the end of it, what's the first thing? Marina, she's going to steal the child.
Steal the baby. Boy, she's been trying to steal that baby
I know,
for
exactly.
years.
It's like she's finally, I have my excuse.
Yeah, yeah, they really do want the, yeah, they, want the baby.
They want that baby.
Kids. They do. So, and of course, that, and then you were talking about the Tiger Mom sentiment.
Me.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. There it came out like crazy.
Right.
And it was interesting how Hank knew, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, because what would have happened if she had taken the kid? I mean.
Yeah, well, and I was trying to figure out, was Hank coming from, you, my wife, can't take that baby from your sister, or you, crazy lady, can't take that baby from that lady, and I'm a cop?
Yeah,
do you know?
I that, yeah. Uh-huh. And I think part of it is, I think, which goes to our, when we get to Hank, we'll talk about it, but is his concerns about the fact that he now knows who Heisenberg is.
Right.
And if we go to the cops, everybody's going to know that.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing for him. That is not an easy place for him to be.
Considering so. Marie has this past with stealing, do you guys think that she's going to continue to try to steal Holly? Wow. Or do you think they'll go to Walt Jr. and try to make him come live with them?
I don't think so. I don't think, I mean, because stealing, being a klepto and stealing little trinkets is a lot different than stealing
the baby. No, but I think
she'll
wants
want custody.
She,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that part of it, for sure.
For sure. They're going to try and get the baby, yeah.
All right. All right, let's talk about the next scene, which is with Skylar and Walt afterwards.
Okay.
He's buried all the money, and we know that part, which, by the way, is obviously the title of this particular episode,
right?
That's buried. And, you know, there's so many other things with the buried thing. I mean, the information out there, and they all feel like they're going to get buried. I mean, you can go anywhere
secrets
you want.
Secrets buried, paths
all those
buried.
Kinds of things. Everything's now coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, all those kinds of illusions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, Tamara.
No, just go ahead.
We're talking about the scene now with Walt and her in the bathroom. And I just like that. She looks horrible. He's all exhausted, just dirt-filled. She just wants him to say everything, and then, of course, he's just a pastor.
You know, we see a lot of Brian Cranston in his tidy whiteies,
don't
tidy
we? Whitey. Yeah.
They're usually never white. They're and he's, sort of brown from
and in the beginning,
in the desert.
Brian Cranston tells a story how he, when he first read it, and the first episode where he's in his tidy whiteies, he goes, please, can we do anything but tidy whiteies? I just got off Malcolm in the Middle, and I did a lot of tidy whitey work. So he wanted anything boxer, anything can we do? And,
nope.
And they said, no, tidy
white.
That's the tidy white.
Gotta be.
Okay. And here it comes back.
Boy.
One more time.
Not so
white,
though.
Not so white,
I might
say.
Not so white. But just to go back to the Skylar and Hank scene,
sure.
Hank dropped the bomb that the cancer was back
right.
to Skylar.
Mm-hmm.
And so this comes up in the
right.
next scene.
And she really thinks it. And so we still didn't get it. He didn't really give us too much on whether or not it is.
Right.
And you made the point. I mean, we can talk about it. Let's say
Walt has facial hair and eyebrows. And
you're saying anybody in chemo probably wouldn't be able to generate
chemo,
that.
You don't have those things.
So, I mean, maybe some people can. But I don't know. I've never known anybody to be able to. But
I don't. I
so
thankfully,
he could
I
be
don't
lying.
Know a lot of people that
he could
be lying.
But, you know, we did see him with
the chemo lab or whatever.
Lab,
and
thing,
the medicine.
So, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that means. So we can talk about it right now because it's part of Hank's storyline. But Mike August, I think, was the one that did this. He brought us to our attention the idea that ricin is now being used, or at least the form of it, and experimented
mm-hmm.
with, where they use ricin to kill cancer cells. And they've had some success, although they have to alter it somewhat. So obviously it doesn't affect the human, just the cancer cells, and they attach it to some immunotoxin or whatever it is that they do. But the fact that in the last week's episode we saw Walt go get that ricin, but that's 6 months after the fact.
Right.
So we don't know what that means. I mean, but anyway, I was just bringing it up because Mike August brought that to us. We thanks Mike for doing all that because he always gives us great info. He does a lot of research for us, and we love his comments as we love all your comments. So do please make sure you go to iTunes, go to YouTube, leave us your comments, and let us know what your theories are. As outlandish as they may be, we'd love to hear them because we can come up with some crazy ones as well.
Absolutely.
So we want to hear what you have to say, so please do that. And we thank you for that.
Yes.
Okay, so Walt, of course, falls down in a heap, and I love that he crashes. And then they did that great time-lapse shot that they've been known for the next day, 4 or 5 hours later.
That was a beautiful shot.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful shot of time passing and the clouds moving. It was just gorgeous.
They always do those. Those are great. I love those. And then the next morning, and that's when he reveals that he, you know, doesn't. Well, the term is not really underestimates her, but he just gets it wrong. He automatically thinks, oh, yes, of course she cut a deal with Hank. I know you did.
Right.
And, you know, I was interested because she never said anything like, no, I didn't know. Why would you think? They didn't go down that road, which you'd think they'd do because normal couples would do that. Yeah. But these aren't normal couples.
No.
So, but she doesn't even address that.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did say, I said nothing.
Right.
Just so
right.
you know, before yeah. he passes out. And what I really liked is she honestly looked upset that mm-hmm. he had his cancer back. I yeah. mean, I think for a while we've been going back and forth of how she feels about Walt at mm-hmm. this point.
Yes.
And I think that she was hoping that she would get her family back mm-hmm. and that they could, you know, be together and happy again. And I really don't think that she wants him to have cancer. I remember a few episodes back she was, you know, said she was waiting for the cancer to come mm-hmm. back. But at this point, it seems like she doesn't want him
to die.
Not
only was she waiting for the cancer, but she was smoking in front of him. Right. really blowing it right in his face, for crying out loud. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and last season she didn't even want him to be alive.
No.
And now mm-hmm. it does seem like it's in some weird way she feels like she's got him back. Go ahead.
Right. Well, when he was gone, just before the bathroom scene, so he's gone yeah. all night, she comes home, he comes home, she's still wearing the same clothes, right. mm-hmm. opens the door, mm-hmm. she's terrified, and when she sees him, there was this kind of look of relief
yeah mm-hmm.
and gratitude or whatever, compassion, I don't even know what it is, but it, you know, this warm feeling,
yeah, okay, that he's
of
back
seeing him
yeah.
and you know, remembering back to the early seasons where that, you know, they were so in love and were always, you know, getting it on in the bathroom and always, you know, touching each other yeah. and all that kind of stuff, and then the great rift and divide came yeah. And I was just kind of had a flash of their relationship early on, just in that moment before mm-hmm. he went into the bathroom to shower.
Right.
And,
oh, when
and
they're just walking down the hallway.
Exactly. And remembering how tight they
used
are
to be,
and
yeah.
how, right. And so there was sort of a little glimmer of that for me in that scene, remembering who they are. And, you know, maybe there was a possibility of something, you know.
Yeah. Do you think she'd forgiven everything? I mean, because it seemed like I agree that she was really relieved or was really concerned that the cancer was bad.
Yeah. But do you have an opinion?
I feel like she's on board with the plan now. I feel like
she came up with it.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's that.
You know, I think, you know, now that we know that yeah. he only has suspicion, I think the best course of action is to just shut up.
Right.
Just
yeah.
be quiet.
You kind of pick your teams.
Yeah.
And she did. You know, I think last season, towards the end of the season, when, mm-hmm. you know, she took over laundering the money,
yeah.
at that point she picked her team and she's very loyal.
Yeah,
right.
And let's face it, the way she went at Lydia last week, we
yes,
knew that she's there
to,
yeah, she doesn't want anything to upset this apple cart now that it's back on track.
Well, and I feel like there's, you know, there are so far you can go and maintain the paradigm that you had before you knew everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she was sort of trying to maintain the normalcy and uh-huh. the way we used to be. And now it's just kind of, it's shifted and yeah. there's no going back for her. And we saw Walt go through that.
Yeah.
And I think we saw her go through that today in this episode.
Well, for me, the most telling line in the whole show, this particular episode, was when he says, when she asks, is the cancer back? And he says, do you want that? And would that make you happy? And she says, I can't remember the last time I've been happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there you go, right there.
So is this a pursuit of happiness change for her?
I think in the absence of the misery that she was in, mm-hmm. anything is good.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's bleak, it may not be happiness, but like you said, the paradigm's gone. That paradigm, you can't
yeah,
go back.
You cannot.
So as long as I'm not in that misery, I can count that as a win.
Yeah, I think she'd rather be involved than in the dark. So mm-hmm. she's kind of
yeah,
well, yeah, because at least you have some semblance of control, at least,
or right?
You think
or you feel like you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, because you know, let's face it, there are times when she felt like she even said, "There's I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do.
Right?
I can't beat you. I
right.
can't win.
Right?
So I'm just going to exist."
Do you guys see her leaving Walt's side? And you know,
I don't know,
confessing
but the way
anything?
This made it look like she's in for the long. Like she's all right. Here's the plan, and you know, because.
And Tamara, do you think like she would kill? Because last week
okay.
I said that, and
yes.
all the boys beat me up about it and was said that no, but I was sticking.
Well,
up
wait a
for
minute,
the
no,
women.
We qualified that. We said if her family was, if one of her kids was
okay.
in jeopardy or threatened, we said yeah. But I we didn't see her planning somebody's death unless one of her child's death was imminent.
Mm-hmm.
I when Skylar was in the diner with Hank,
yeah.
she says, does Marie know? And he says, no, just you and me right now. I was like, ding, 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 kill Hank, it's all on. Everything's good.
So that's
what went through my mind. Yeah.
That's what went through Saul's mind, too.
I know, and then all Saul wanted to send him to Belize. So, yeah, I definitely found that.
Gals are vicious.
I'm just going to go back to Tiger Mom.
Yeah, Tiger Mom. Okay, there
you go. We just do what we need to do.
No, I get it. I get it. So, but do you think she'd plan somebody's death?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not saying necessarily that.
Because I conceded that she would kill somebody if her kid was in jeopardy. But I'm just going, okay, you guys think that, no, she might be a little bit more than that.
I feel like Skylar had a turning point. And it's very clearly written on my page when it happened. And it happened in the bathroom, and it was just before she said, well, maybe you saw it
on her
face.
Yeah.
Maybe our best move here is to stay quiet. Mm-hmm. So I think she has jumped in with both feet now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love about this show and Vince Gilligan in general. Mm-hmm. We really don't know what's going to happen next.
Because it looked like, the way they were presenting it, that she was just happy that, okay, at least we're out of the business now. If we can just have some sort of normal car wash life, I'll live with the rest of it. And now you're saying that's gone, so I'm jumping in.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes.
All right.
Thank you for translating.
At that one point, whenever Walt says, if I give myself up, you know, will you do one thing and give the money to the kids and just give them everything so this is not for nothing? Like, did you guys believe him?
Yeah, because that's what he said the whole time. He's always said, the only reason why he does this is to protect his family or do it for his family. And so at least he's consistent in that regard. I certainly believed it. And I do also think because whether the cancer is back or not, I don't know. I'm guessing it is. Except for the hair thing. But he's certainly faced his mortality.
Sorry.
And when you do that, you want your life to have meaning, or at least a character like this does. He wants his life to have some sort of purpose. He has kids, but the fact that he could leave something for them so they might live beyond him in a way that they wouldn't have to suffer, I think, I believe him completely.
Okay, so I want to go into a hypothetical.
Okay.
That maybe
here we
a little
go.
Off
is
track.
A, but, is there a drop for that?
So don't talk about the money, he says.
Right.
Save it for our kids and let our kids have it.
Right.
Is even that possible?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like that's the evidence.
It's a little like Justified with,
Peterson.
Yeah. Talking about we're going to
get out of the business
and we're going to get out of this life and we're going to make a new life for ourselves and no one will know who we were. And so, I mean, do you think you can leave a legacy like that when it comes from this kind of activity?
I think so. Again, I'll go back to it. I think so because everybody knew about Heisenberg and what a guy, but nobody would believe it was him. But also everybody doesn't want to believe that she has anything to do with it. It had to be him. I mean, we can't believe that she had something to do with it.
Right.
So if he gives himself up because in order to have her have the money, I can see people wanting to believe that.
Right.
Because then they got their guy and it's off and then we can go home and our lives can be back to normal.
So then
they'll let her go.
30 years or something like that when Skylar and Walt are both dead, Saul's the person who comes after Saul, because Saul's dead too, shows up on the doorsteps of Holly and Walt Jr. and says, I have a checking account.
No. I think what Walt would do is before he turned himself in, he'd obviously tell her where the money is. And she'd get the money herself.
No, but he said, we'll never speak of you. You will never speak
of it. No, to anybody else. So.
But then she can't go spending it.
Well, yeah, but you can launder it.
No, see, here's what you got to do, John. Let me explain it to you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, here's what you got to do. You got to do it the way
I just said.
Drug
dealer Tammy's going to tell. Okay.
Then Saul's people in 30 years dig it up. They bring it out into account. And the statute of limitations is up on the whole drug thing. And so they can have the money.
All right. I'm coming to you with
and
the
have
next
a new life.
Felony.
Yeah, come to me. I'm so experienced.
Well, do
you now? You said Saul was dead in this scenario of yours.
Well, because it's in 30 years.
But
he's likely to be dead sooner than that. True.
But I mean, do you think he's going to die on the show?
No, he can't because they're looking at doing a show with him outside.
Right, they're doing a spinoff.
Thing is, the spinoff is a prequel.
Oh, is that right?
Dun,
I didn't know that. Well, that could be. Is that what you heard? I did not know that.
So that's why I think that he will die, because the spinoff is a prequel. So why would you even say prequel?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think people might think Saul is dead, but he's actually in Belize.
In Belize. That's hilarious.
We're all great thugs and, you know, launderers go.
Belize.
Yeah, that is it. No, all right, no, so wink, let's wink, talk a little more. Bit more about Walt. So is there anything more we want to say about Anna's story? I mean, Skylar and the bathroom and the whole thing.
I just hope that they really let her take the reins a little bit, and I hope that they do let her, you know, make a chess move.
And the fact that, let's say that, let's follow up on what Tamara said with jumping in with both feet. I mean, then when we see him, Heisenberg, coming back and everybody knows who he is and he's got the guns, the idea that, oh my God, she might be fighting on his side or with him or whatever, that makes that much more interesting.
Right, and you never know.
You don't
know. I mean, she could be a double agent.
Okay.
Could be.
All right, well.
Nobody knows.
Let's talk what Walt is thinking. I mean, let's face it, he first thing he does is, I can't get to Skylar, what do I have to do? Hide the money.
Right.
It's the only evidence that points at him. That's all there is.
And everything else is supposition in some sense. So he hides money.
Really? That's all they've got on him?
Well, so far, that's all, you know, except the book. But the book doesn't really mean anything.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
And they did a really good job of getting rid of all the evidence. Remember the big old magnet?
I do remember the magnet.
Yeah, so we got, and the fire, the burning of the whole laundromat and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know that they have anything. And if they did, I think Hank would have.
I'm sure you're right.
So,
I just feel like there's got to be something.
Yeah, with all that evidence out there.
But Walt is a very clever man.
He has been. Mm-hmm. So, but I like that he hides. Well, he's with Saul. And, of course, Huel, and I don't remember the other guy's name. I know I'm going to get notes from that. Sorry, fans.
So
I don't remember his name. Huel and Bostonian. And I'm forgetting his name at the moment. But I like the way here's what I thought the best thing about it was. They're lying on all this money. They're thinking Mexico. Yeah, they could just run, right?
The block of money and the bed of money.
Yeah. Exactly. And what? This is how badass Heisenberg is, and Walt is. The man killed 10 people in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's enough for them to go, okay, I'm not taking this chance.
Let's put it in barrels.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did take some.
Oh, well, we don't know. We don't know. Maybe they were honest.
What are you saying? Who says?
Yeah. Because he was like, there's enough here.
It's close enough.
And they look at each other. So, you know, they took a little something.
Well, as they say, if they're not stealing a little, they're stealing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. You don't know? You've never heard that? Yeah, you and your felon world, you haven't heard that term? I'm surprised. So, but anyway, the fact that they're afraid of him that much, because remember, in the beginning, they didn't sweat this guy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now.
This is what he wanted.
All that money, and they aren't tempted enough to take it.
No, God, no.
He's wanted people to know his name. And they do.
Seriously,
legends
all that money
about
him. And you think, maybe, and no, I don't think I want to take that chance. I'm going, I was looking at that and going, no, I take that chance. I take that chance. I take that money and I take that chance.
Well, if you notice.
Not all of it, you wouldn't. You'd take a little.
If you notice, they did offer to help him unload at wherever he was going. So it was still in their mind. Mm-hmm. And he knew that, which is why he didn't take help from anyone.
Yeah.
And I thought the conversation with Saul beforehand, when Saul was just great. He said, don't touch, get rid of your phone, the battery, take it out.
Take the battery off, God's sake.
Saul's been around this a few times, obviously. But do you think, I can't remember, I have to go back and look at it, but didn't Walt already have in his head that Skylar talked? Or do you think that was the first time he really even thought about it?
Oh, no, wait, no, because he was going to take the call. Mm-hmm. Walt was going to take the call from Skylar.
Right, yeah.
So I think he hadn't decided yet or needed to know more information before he did decide.
Right. I think it was Saul that put the idea in his head.
So, but I think it was – he probably had it. Let's face it. He usually – he has all things
– all scenarios.
Yeah, scenarios at least checked in some fashion. So I think it was in his head, but I don't think Saul helped in that matter. Because obviously when the next time we see him – he obviously hides money. Then the next time we see him with Skylar, we know that, he's been thinking about it a lot.
Right.
So I just thought it was an interesting point.
The other conversation that I loved in there was, you know, Walt making sure there was a little money with Saul as insurance in case in case I need you.
Yeah.
Seriously, Walt.
In
the
case.
Probability is very high you're going to need me.
Well, it was interesting that Walt thought he might not need him. And everyone wants to be needed by Walt because they know what happens when they're not.
Yeah, just a weird little side note. The barrels, water, the money in the barrels. We've used those barrels before. In many,
yeah. I was just, not in a good way.
No, and I was just, that callback to me was like, I didn't, that was, yeah. But
for
that,
those of you who don't remember, dead bodies.
Yeah, dead bodies.
Dead bodies.
Yeah, and with chemicals.
Chemicals.
Yeah,
and
I was just going, ooh. I thought it was a great callback, though, because...
Yes. Oh, and yeah, because it was instantly like this visceral reaction to, oh, my God, what's in those barrels? Yeah, what? Those barrels again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God, that was weird. Mm-hmm. That was just... I thought that was a great choice to use the barrels because, you know, what else are you going to put them in? And I would imagine if you're in the writer's room, it's got all this money, but... The barrels. And that would have been, yes! That would have been great, right?
Do you think they walked to the prop room? Yeah,
exactly. Hey, we got a bunch of them there. Right, so,
gotta use these before the end of the season.
I liked how he would, whenever he was in the hole digging, did you guys notice that shot where the backing, the lights kind of flash on him and he was all in red?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked that shot, and it looked like it was done on purpose.
Yeah, that was nice. That whole thing was nice, that sequence there.
And he was, you know, on... Underground, six feet under, or whatever, in red. I don't know.
Digging himself deeper.
And how great was the little metaphorical lottery ticket?
Oh, that was
brilliant.
With the GPS
number.
With the coordinates.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's, you know, then we have the winning lottery tickets on the fridge.
Well, hopefully Skylar doesn't.
It's on the fridge. I mean, let's face it. They made him know to putting it there. So at some point, he's going to tell Skylar, right? Or
yes.
We think, maybe, who knows? Someone's going to find that thing and figure it out.
Or hopefully. Some dumbass is going to clean off the fridge.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
He committed it to memory, or so we think. That's what he did. But we hope. But, well, it'll be interesting when that comes back.
Mm-hmm.
I would love
mm-hmm.
to see that come back. I mean, they're good. I mean, they brought the ricin back. They always bring something back. So.
What if he gets the right lottery numbers and he wins the lottery?
Amazing.
Well, seriously, what if that would happen?
It wasn't gambling. It was a lottery.
That would be an awesome save.
And Hank would go, okay, because that's not hard
I'll
to check.
I'll put it up in a pretty little bag.
There we go.
No worries.
Speaking of Hank, let's talk, unless there's anything more you guys want to talk about, let's go to Hank because... The only thing really for me is because obviously he had a wonderful beginning with the scenes with Skylar and stuff, but that scene with Marie. I mean, he is in a tough spot. I mean, mm-hmm. Let's face it. What's he going to do? How can he explain to people that this guy who's fairly high up in the DEA now, he's gotten promoted, all that kind of, he found Gus Fring, did all that stuff, but he didn't notice Heisenberg right under his nose. How can he go in? How can he go in, hold his head up high, and say, oh, by the way, here's what's up. It's my brother-in-law, the guy I've been chasing.
Yeah.
How does he do that?
He says it is going to be his last day.
Yeah, because how could he save face? Everybody would look at him weird.
I got to say, though, I hear you on that, but criminals' jobs are to be not
under the radar.
Caught.
Incognito.
Exactly. Thank you. And so, Maybe it's a little okay that he didn't see it. Because who are you going? Are you?
Yeah,
why are you ever going to expect someone in your family?
No, I agree with you. But in Hank's mind, how could you possibly look yourself in the eye and go, my God, how do I explain this to people?
Well, of course.
Yeah,
because
it's their jobs to be incognito, fly under the radar. It's my job to find them.
Right, right. And he comes off being a complete dolt.
Hell, he got me shot, for crying out loud.
Right. Right. But I think that argument is a little bit weak, except for what you're saying, that this is his belief.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, we were talking about his conversation with his colleague. Gomi.
Yeah.
Right. And how much crap Gomi would give him.
Oh, everybody would. But I think in that world, not just in his head, but in that world that he's in, that kind of way. In fact, we saw
it
between he and Gomi.
Club.
The fact that you didn't, I mean, because that kind of detective is the kind of detective that everybody else would make fun of and think he's a buffoon.
You're right.
And buffoon isn't the word they'd use.
I changed my mind.
But I'm just saying that that's where he is. And of course, Marie, I think, trumps him with that whole argument that, well, mm-hmm. What if they all find out and then they learn that you knew about it and didn't say anything? Then he's in some
then
way.
You're a criminal.
Well, or people are going to think you're culpable, that you're part of it.
Do you think that he will tell anybody else before he has actual proof?
I thought for sure he was going to tell Gomi. I thought he was going to say, look, I need to tell you something. I can't tell you all the details, but I need you to know. I think he needs somebody to know something.
Yeah, maybe. But, one of the things that I noticed about Hank in this episode was that they're starting to change his appearance, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So his limp healthy. Is not as yeah. bad. He's kind of a little tan. He's not as pasty as he used mm-hmm. to be. He used to wear the pleated Dockers, yeah. and now he's wearing jeans.
Yeah.
You know, kind
so
of
he's getting ready
a
for
little
battle,
bit stylish
so
jeans. Well, yeah, I think that, and he's got that death stare down.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that he is sort of emerging as perhaps the only single person who could face off with Heisenberg, yeah, well, like they did in the beginning of the episode.
And he's the only one that is still have any kind of integrity.
Right.
Because, you know, even though he missed it, he didn't.
Right, it wasn't intentional. Exactly.
Yeah.
So my point is just that. Perhaps the, you know, the idea is that he can't tell mm-hmm. anyone for all of his reasons. And in not telling anyone, he's realizing he's going to have to be an equivalent competitor.
Right.
You know, to Walt, to yeah. Heisenberg.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Marie could possibly change sides and want him to not say anything for her sister's sake? Because, I mean, they really don't have anybody else, Marie especially, and this is her sister.
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
All right. I
nobody's changing sides from here on out. The lines are drawn in the sand. Mm. And you had said early on while we were watching the episode, well, the cat's out of the bag now. I think everybody knows who everybody is, and I don't think there is I don't think anything's changing from here on out. It's just going to be a hard-fought battle from here on out.
What I really like is we're getting the aftermath play by play. They're not really skipping anything.
Right.
Like
not
this episode left off where Lass began, and I expect that we'll start off next episode where we left off with Jesse and Hank. I think that's great that they're giving us the play by play because that's mm-hmm. what we
right.
want.
No,
we
but do you see. Think there are going to be some loyalties change because you posed that question?
I just feel like Marie is someone who, you know, has to know what's going on all the time. So if she's not, you know, banging at Hank to tell somebody else, mm-hmm. then she's going to be banging on Skylar's door. And Skylar needs to come up with a plan for how to deal with Marie mm-hmm. if they're supposed to be staying quiet. So I'm not sure what they're going to do, but Marie's definitely someone who is kind of in that gray area, like Walt Jr. We haven't seen him, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with him. He's going to find out.
I think we're going to find out next week, obviously, the changing allegiances because...
Oh, you think there are going to be changing allegiances?
Well, we don't know where Jesse is. Let's face it, Hank's been...
Yes,
he's been
right.
stuck
well,
in this conundrum, and now he's found a way out because Jesse was arrested.
Right.
Now, he might just get Jesse. We don't know where Jesse is.
No, yeah, and I'm not contesting that. I'm talking about Hank and Walt.
You're talking about those...
Skyler.
Okay, that we saw more specifically. So, but since we're talking about that, let's go to Jesse because, you know, obviously Hank has now found a way out or maybe a possible way out. And Jesse said, we started the episode with Jesse. And, you know, ostensibly realizing that I can't give all this money away. It's too hard to throw it away. Give it away. Fine, here's my... Take it.
Yeah, he's giving up.
I thought it was an interesting choice that they stuck him in a playground on a merry-go-round. I mean, there's a lost youth thing there. There's the simplicity of just being a kid and because he never had a real good childhood, never really grew up right, all that kind of stuff, and then stuck in a merry-go-round because he can't find his way out.
Can't get off.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
There you
can't
go.
Get
I mean,
off.
And the lights flashing and warning is like just a kid, still always a kid, struggling for help and guidance.
What do you guys think? Do you think Hank will kind of see that like he did with Skylar and recognize that, you know, perhaps Jesse was put in the same position that Skylar was, sort of like the threats by Walt, and he'll see that he's like crying out?
I think Hank is smart enough and savvy enough to realize, you know, here's a kid who never had a shot. And I could be that mentor father figure. I think he's smart enough to figure that out and say, look, here's your way out, son. And do the Walter thing and manipulate him, but in a way that's actually sincere and say, look, here's your way out of this. You got to come clean. You got to start fresh. And I think that may be the only, you know, redemption that Jesse will see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, I think that, you know, Jesse is an unstable, an unstable dude. You know,
he's a loose screw at this point.
Yeah, he's a mess.
And so you don't,
wreck.
You don't. I think he's someone who is dying to have someone help him.
Yeah.
And Mr. White, Yeah, I mean, never been anybody but Mr. White to Jesse. Yeah. You know,
but Mike was there for him a little bit. I mean, he always looks up to that because he wants that. He needed that so much. He never had it. And then, that's what I'm saying. Hank could step into that.
Yeah. So he's definitely, I think, the weak link in this situation. But, you know, he's surprised us at times in the past.
That's true.
You know, with his strength and his commitment. So.
And last week I was posing the idea that Jesse was going to find out everything that Walt did through Hank. And that might be the thing when he finds out the whole thing about the girlfriend and the rock. And I think that may be the
thing. But does Hank know that stuff?
I think Hank may know some of those things, but he can't prove those things. Right. And that's the problem. He has only suspicion. He has no proof. So I don't know what he knows or what he is suspicious of. But I think he knows certain things that he can't prove.
What's interesting is all they have is the money to, like, you know, keep Jesse. And you really can't keep him in custody because unless someone's reporting money missing, which they're not going to, he didn't do anything wrong. Yeah.
Where'd you get all this money? And
if no one's reporting it, he didn't. And I feel like he's a lot like that. He sees himself as the money, as in that the money was tainted. Uh-huh. And he kind of now sees himself like that money. And I'm not sure he's going to speak.
Oh, yeah.
But he has no one at this point. No. I think he recognizes that.
Nope. Last week when he was talking to Walt and he said, yeah, so Mike's okay. We know he's not. And he knows he's not. I mean, he has nobody. There's nobody left. There's nothing.
I mean, he's struggling with all this guilt. I'm just not sure, like, where he can go with this at this point. He's been in therapy for, you know, the drugs and different things. Yeah. But I'm not sure what could even possibly give him a fresh start at this point.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, we know that Hank's going to go in and talk to him.
Right.
We know Hank's plan. He gets the other guys out of the way so he can talk very cleverly. He says, hey, you know, I'll give you whatever I get. You know, hey, no problem.
100%.
So what do you think? What do you think he's going to say? Anyone want to, or should we wait for news and we'll do that for predictions? All right, let's move on to Lydia and Todd then real quick. Lydia and Todd. So Lydia's back. Lydia and her students. I just like
Lydia
that
Lydia and her Louboutins. So sinking, appropriately dressed for the desert.
Sinking into the sand, which I thought was, I don't think that was a mistake. They brought her out in their stupid high heels, but I just liked that she was standing there and her heels kept sinking into the sand because she's getting deeper and deeper into this. And
did you guys notice the bottom of her shoes were red?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like the washing of the washing of the hands. I mean, she didn't want to step on any of the bodies or anything.
Oh, she didn't even look at
them.
Like, oh my God.
But her shoes are already red.
How childish is that? You know, here she is, this meth dealer. And, oh no, I just don't want to see any of it. So, like, it didn't happen.
Sure.
I mean, is that the only way she can rationalize this? So I'm going to do all this because I have to.
Well, yeah, and she's sitting there in her business suit with her fancy shoes, you know. She's a drug dealer. She's a drug dealer.
Talking about how dirty the lab is.
Right.
The meth lab, whatever you want to call it.
So obviously all this, you know, she's taking over the operations with Todd, which whom I love. I'm glad that we get to see Todd.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm sure, is going to be happy Todd is back. He's a big fan of Todd. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Todd.
Oh, a big fan of Todd.
Friday Night Live.
Oh, well, okay.
I haven't seen
him. He's very polite, this guy.
He is very polite, ma'am.
Yeah. Ma'am. Hangs around with the crew. Oh, I don't know if they're so polite, though.
His uncles.
Swastikas on his neck and everything. This is going to be.
They're just naturals. But I just feel like this is a huge problem that Walt has blocked out that is obviously, going to be a reason we can't tie up
again,
loose ends.
A Frankenstein that Walt created because he taught Todd
to
do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Todd getting a 74%. Mid-C, not bad.
Not bad.
Okay, for, tutoring
him. That's a pass.
Absolutely. Of course, he did burn up the third badge. But, hey, let's not get,
technical.
Started a fire.
So how is this going to, muck up the works here? Is it going to be a Jesse,
Jesse and Todd?
Jesse Todd showdown?
Jesse has, no energy for life at the moment.
He's got it, but he'll spring back. This is going to be great, I think. All right, I don't know what else we want to talk about. We should probably move on to – should we do predictions or news and gossip? Do we have news and gossip?
Well, I was just going to say for the news and gossip is the final eight part. So, last week we began with 5.9 million viewers. And, this was –
their best ever, by the way.
Yeah, this was four times the number who watched its episode 5 years ago.
Right.
Four times. Wow. Its initial viewers. So this is word of mouth that people are telling other people to watch this show. It nearly doubled the figure, 3 million, for the most recent series finale. Right. So even from, just season 5, episode 8, it has doubled the amount of viewers. So even in its last season, it's still bringing people in. I mean, this is probably going to continue happening for years and right. going down as one of, like, you know, the best shows in television.
And it is. It's so widely yarded. I mean, let's talk about this. I mean, they're so tight-lipped and close-vested on this. We don't, you know, we're doing all sorts of things trying to get info from people. They're not letting anything out. In fact, Lydia, the character Lydia, was talking about how, not the character, sorry, the actress.
The actress.
Was talking about how she got every script from the final season.
Yes.
And they were redacted.
Like an FBI
line.
Document.
Yeah, so she didn't get to read any other scenes except hers because
yep.
they were all redacted.
Wow. But if she wanted to see them, yeah. she could go into the office yeah. and read the full scripts on one single computer, had the scripts on that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was somebody watching.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. There's probably a proctor.
That's how.
Making sure you weren't taking screenshots.
That's how closely guarded all this is. Mm-hmm. They don't want any information out. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a great job, too.
So they're hiding all the evidence.
And, that, you know, like many shows, I'm sure they're going to have, you know, fake scripts or multiple endings
right.
or things or whatever.
Red herrings.
Yeah. yeah, so nobody will figure out what the heck is going on. But she does say that her character. What'd she say? She called
Christinely
it
Perfect yeah, was how her story was wrapped up.
Christinely Perfect, but wasn't it bloody too? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Christinely Perfect
I lost
bloody
it
or something
in
like
the
that.
Last few think. Seconds, so sorry
right,
about that.
So, but,
yeah. but
that's all right. I just love that she.
Interesting article with her in the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, and
week,
she
so
was so happy that she really wanted her character to die because she deserves to die. She should die.
Wow.
So I said, well, there you go. She's okay. really happy about this. So apparently she'll be checked off. All right. So any predictions? We'll go to them predictions right now.
I read that Vince Gilligan said that he admitted he cried while writing the final episode.
Okay.
And he said that...
Sissy Mary.
There is not much in the way of ambiguity with this ending. I feel like this ending represents on some level, however small, something of a victory for Walter White.
All right, so he's obviously taking a page out of the Soprano books. Not to end it.
Right.
No ambiguity.
No ambiguity.
He decided to go that route. So, all right.
But I wonder, did he... You know, where did the tears come from? Where yeah, was it? There's probably a lot.
Sure,
I mean, ending
the end
of
the
this.
Show, absolutely. Yeah, who knows? Or the end of Walt. Who knows? We're going to mm-hmm. find out. So I'm still holding on to the prediction that Walt is going to go off in some way to blaze glory to help. Not necessarily glory, but he's going to do it to save his family. I think that's the whole series been about that for him, and I think that will be fulfilled in some fashion.
Yeah, I'm excited that. You know, they did say that we'll have some, you know, win for Walt. That's mm-hmm. what I care about the most.
You want to win for Walt.
I want to win for Walt. So however that has to happen, I'm on board.
He's rooting for Walt. Are you a Walt?
You know, in a way, yes, because he is, you know, he is our hero.
Yeah, okay.
I say with a quiver yeah. in my quaver in my voice. Uh-huh. My prediction is that Skylar has turned the page, you know. She has,
yeah.
or turned the corner, rather, is what I meant to say. She has turned the corner, and we are going to see a different Skylar from here on.
I don't think it'll be a win for Walt. I think it'll be really satisfying for the fans, but I don't think it's going to be a
That's
win.
That's what I'm looking for, satisfaction.
They said yeah. small degree. That's
right,
fine
well,
with me.
Well, that okay. would be a satisfaction.
There you go, there you go. All right, well, let everybody know where they can find you.
I'm at Cinematic Escape on Twitter, or you can bing my blog, Cinematic Escape.
I am at Tamara Berg on Twitter. Also, my website is TamaraCentral.com.
I am at my wit's end trying to figure out where to find me, except for SerialBuddies.com. You can always find me there. So thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.